Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 4th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny and a quarter, closing at 3.48 and a quarter. November beans up 3 cents, closing at 9.58 and a quarter. And December wheat down 6 cents, closing at 4.42. Beans were able to rally a little bit here. The oil was up strong, up 48 ticks. The funds had blown out of about 40% of their positions. Looked like they were trying to reinstate some of that here today. Aside from that, there really isn't a whole lot of news out here. There's talk about the dryness in Brazil. There's talk about harvest pressure. There's talk about a lack of acres being planted, soybean acres being planted in Argentina. But it's really about the harvest and what the funds are doing. These markets are really very quiet. Corn had a 3 cent range, beans had a 9 cent range, wheat had an 8 cent range. So they're just kind of hacking around in here without much direction. I still think the hedge pressure is the most dominant feature right now. We're into the brunt of harvest. It looks like the rains in the western part of the Corn Belt have dried up, and we're seeing the rains moving into Minnesota and other places north and east of where they were. But for the most part, I think guys are getting a fair amount of work done in here. We know the crop, the corn crop, is behind in maturity, which is slowing harvest progress, but farmers will get it in very quickly when they want to. The other problem we're seeing out here in the corn market is obviously the low water levels on the rivers, making barge transport very difficult. So it's killing basis in the interior and causing freight rates to go up. So everybody's getting squeezed here, and certainly not to the benefit of the American farmer. Midweek now, we don't have any reports till another week. And I think we're going to just kind of chop around. Commercials will sell the rallies. The funds will buy the breaks. But aside from that, I really don't see a whole lot to do out here. There's no real clear direction and very little volatility. I would say that if you've sold grain out here, you need to re-own it with call options. Option volatility is at historic lows, meaning these options just don't get much cheaper. So if you believe that there's going to be a problem in South America this year, one way or another, if you're selling grain, I'd certainly re-own it with some call options. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.